my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer here coming at you strong from the studios here at Open Door Church. Buckle your seatbelts because I'm going to be taking you today to Chiapas, Mexico. Okay, joining me here today is my very good friend, Miss Shay. How are you?
I'm so excited about the show today. I've actually been waiting for us to do this.
Okay, so tell me your vision for today's show. What is that all about?
So you came back from this Redemption Road trip, and you had all this crazy footage. We saw, and we've talked about it on the Pulse. We talked about you guys visiting the church, that crazy, like, satanic church place that you guys went to. We've talked about the rescue stuff. We've talked about our homes, but we haven't really gotten a chance to show them what you did when you had that ministry time, literally in the middle of the woods outside to a huge, it was a church at a pretty good sized church, and you got to minister there. And I've been able to watch through some of it, and I just thought it was so powerful seeing you. Swanami is there. Pastor Schwartz is there, and you get to minister to this people. And it's just so special.
Yeah,
and I thought this would be a great time to share.
It was an awesome day. I want to say this, you know, we don't even talk about this, that everywhere I go all over the world, as we're rescuing kids, I do church services, and we do them outside. Yeah. We do them in small churches. We do them in trash dumps and all this. And now we have the ability to actually record it, load it up on ODX. And this is one of the videos that's loaded up on ODX. And it's me, like, 3 weeks ago. We're in Chiapas, Mexico. We're in the mountains. We're in the midst of these pine trees. And all these people of God gathered together at this little park place, which is a big cave system. And so, and it's a huge place of trafficking. So just about a year and a half ago, they found the bodies of like 70 something kids inside one of these caves. And we went there, man, to make a stand for Jesus, to declare that, you know what, that there's a new sheriff in town and that God Almighty is doing something new here. And so I thought I would preach on how that the gates of hell cannot prevail, because Jesus took his disciples to a cave called the gates of hell at Caesarea Philippi and said, and he went there to pick a fight. Well, that's what we did. And we had this really cool cameraman that came from Mexico City, and we really liked him. He was a cool dude. And so he captured it. Now, this is not the greatest production we've ever done.
No, I mean, it's one man, and they're literally in the woods, and he's trying to get it all, but it's worth watching. You know, I was so moved, and I believe that everyone who's watching, you're not only going to be moved by what you're doing and how you're ministering to the people, but I believe that the presence of the Lord is going to infiltrate your homes wherever you're watching from, just as it did for the people there. It's going to minister to you. So I really wanted to share.
You're going to like this too. You're going to like this.
It honestly reminds me as a little girl when we started outside tent revival. So I'm really, really excited. And the pictures I started crying when I saw some of the pictures. So I'm excited to watch this.
Okay. And plus, it'll be in Spanish.
I know.
English, and it's also half in Spanish. So, man, you'll dig that.
Yeah, it's gonna
and guys, I want you guys to look at the dress of these indigenous people, because this is down by Guatemala. This is in Chiapas.
Beautiful.
And they just dress. They're just such beautiful people. Now, they're all hobbits. You know, they're all little bitty tiny things. All of them are. But I just love them. And their kids are so beautiful. And they were so happy we were there. Mm-hmm. It was really good. So, so before we go to this special episode, what do we need to tell everybody?
Well, I just want to encourage people, listen, if you are moved by what you see, there are many ways that you can partner with us. And we just want to let you know that we do media so that we can rescue kids, so that can go to the nations. So this is part of our Redemption Road trip. So this is one service in the midst of rescuing, visiting our safe homes. We have over 50 safe homes all over the world. So if you want to partner with us, call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com, or you can visit the address on your screen for more information. And hey, if you call that number, also just FYI, that's a 24/7 prayer line. So if you call, if you're moved during watching this video and you feel like, hey, I actually need prayer, God is doing something in my life, call that number, 877-413-0888. That is our call center here on the premises of Open Door Church. And we have people trained and waiting to chat with you. So please enjoy this. It's going to be good.
Including last week, guys, we rescued a 9-year-old little girl that we just love her. And we're about to take a trip down to her special rescue center, where we will love on her in an incredible way. And she's just been set up. She's been set up, guys, to be saved in every way that a girl can be saved. Mm-hmm. Though she witnessed the death of her mama and her 4-year-old little brother, and though she experienced something unspeakable, what's real is we have her now. And we're taking care of kids in a really good way because a partner's just like you. So if you will continue to stand with us, We will continue to be the hands and feet of King Jesus towards these kids, like we have for over 30 years now. Anything else, Rebecca, we should tell
you? If you want to partner with us, you can call us at 877-413-088. You can also give at troybrewer.com, and you could hit the give button, or you could mail us at P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas 76097. I know that God is going to move in such a great way, and I believe for new partners. So if you feel a tug, whatever you sow today, I believe that the Lord is going to multiply that. So please, I want to encourage you, let's give
in
faith,
with us.
Stand with us, get in the fight, and let's save more children, and let's be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Ben, you've been with me all over the world. This is my son, this Benjamin Allen Brewer.
Hi, Ben. Howdy, howdy.
And yeah, Ben, you've been with me all over the world. Everybody doesn't know about all these little church services that we do outside, on rooftops, in caves, in little bitty tiny places. I mean, since you were a little guy, you've traveled with me, and you've seen it, haven't you?
I have. We've done them in upper rooms of like the second floor stories of houses. We've done them in every jungle you can imagine. We've done them on rivers. We've done them, basically, you name it, we've done it.
Well, this one is in the midst of all these beautiful trees. Mm-hmm. It's in Chiapas, Mexico. And by the way, thanks guys for typing in where you're from, your name and where you're from and all those kinds of things. So I'm getting ready, man. I'm ready to see this thing. This thing's over an hour long. Again, it's not the greatest production in the world. It's not meant to be. I just want to take you with me, because in the midst of us rescuing kids, in the midst of us taking on hell with a water pistol, we're also gathering the local believers, and the Holy Ghost is moving, and we're prophesying, and the Spirit of the Lord, you'll see, it's craziness. You'll see. And then I just picked up a guitar and I started jamming, crazy. All right. So you guys ready
to
do this?
Let's go. Let's do this.
All right, guys. Listen, we're going to go there now, and thank you guys for praying for me, and I call you guys blessed. Well, go with me now to Chiapas, Mexico. Watch this.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Well, this is for Suanami.
Estos son para Suanami, la pastora Suanami.
Because she will start crying.
Porque va a empezar a llorar.
I bless you in Jesus' name.
Te bendigo en el nombre de Jesús.
Hello, my friends.
Hola, mis amigos.
Everybody wave at me.
Todos salúdenme con su mano.
I wave at you too. Yeah, I'm so happy to meet you.
Estoy feliz de saludarte.
I am. I'm so happy to meet you. What a beautiful place this is.
Qué hermoso lugar es aquí.
Look at this place.
Miren este lugar.
And look at you.
Y mírate a ti.
The people of God.
La gente de Dios.
Gathered together in this one place.
Reunidas en un solo lugar.
To worship the King of Kings.
Para poder
the Lord of Lords.
Rey de Reyes y Señor de
Señores. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus.
Su nombre es Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, my name is Pastor Troy.
Mi nombre es Pastor Troy.
I'm your friend.
Soy tu amigo.
I love you very much.
Te amo mucho.
I love this region.
Ay, amo esta región.
I love the people that are here.
Amo a la gente que está aquí.
I am good friends with Pastor Abraham.
Yo soy un buen amigo de Pastor Abraham.
Pastora Carla.
De la Pastora Carla.
These are my friends.
Son mis amigos.
And we do ministry together.
Y hacemos ministerio juntos.
And I'll tell you more about that in just a minute.
Y te voy a decir más de eso en un minuto.
But first, I would like to introduce a couple of people.
Pero déjame primero presentarte algunas personas.
Because I did not come down here by myself.
Porque no vine aquí yo solo.
I came with my son, Benjamin Brewer.
Estoy con mi hijo, Benjamín.
Come here, Ben.
Brewer.
Come here, buddy.
Ven
come
para
up
acá.
Here for just a minute. This is my son, Ben.
Este es mi hijo, Benjamín.
Oh, Ben.
Él es Ben.
He didn't know I was going to bring him up here.
Él no sabía que yo lo iba a traer acá al frente.
Brother, you want to say hi to everybody?
¿Quieres decirle hola a la gente?
Hola, mis manos y hermanas. ¿Cómo estás? Lo siento, mi español es muy poquito, so I have to do this in English.
Así es que voy a tener que hacer algo en inglés.
But it is a pleasure to be here.
Pero es un verdadero placer estar aquí con ustedes.
Thank you all for loving the Lord as much as y'all do.
Gracias por la manera en la que ustedes aman, porque es increíble.
Thank you for loving Chiapas as much as you do.
Gracias por amar Chiapas de la manera como ustedes la aman.
My family and I, we love Chiapas.
Mi familia y yo amamos Chiapas.
We love Mexico.
Amamos a México.
We love y'all's food.
Amamos su comida.
But most importantly,
pero lo más importante,
we love all of y'all.
Los amamos a todos ustedes.
We are proud to support and be friends with Pastor Abraham.
Estamos muy orgullosos de poder apoyar y ser amigos del Pastor Abraham.
Y his esposa.
Y de su esposa. Ya lo dije.
We are honored to be here.
Estamos honrados de estar aquí.
But we could not do this.
Pero no podríamos hacer esto.
Without the support of all y'all.
sin el apoyo de todos ustedes.
Because y'all are faithful.
Porque ustedes son fieles.
We get to do amazing things.
Y podemos hacer cosas increíbles porque lo son.
So thank you so much.
Así es que nuevamente, gracias.
Amen. Good job, Ben.
Muy bien. Buen trabajo, hijo.
I also have another friend here with me.
También traigo otro amigo conmigo.
And I would like to introduce him.
Y lo voy a presentar.
He's going to help me preach in about 30 minutes from now.
Él me va a ayudar también a predicar en unos 30 minutos.
But I would like to ask him to come up here.
Pero le voy a pedir que venga aquí.
He is a pastor on staff at my church.
Él es un pastor en mi equipo de mi iglesia.
He is a former NFL football player.
Y él jugaba fútbol americano profesional.
Yeah. And he is here with us today.
Y está aquí con nosotros hoy.
He is a prophetic voice within my life.
Es una voz profética en mi vida.
And he is my brother.
Y es mi hermano.
This is Pastor Brian Schwartz.
Es Pastor Brian Schwartz.
Thank you, Pastor Troy.
Gracias, Pastor Troy.
Well, greetings.
Bueno, hola.
It's such a privilege to be with you guys.
Es un privilegio estar aquí con ustedes.
Thank you so much for your grace.
Gracias por su gracia.
Your hospitality.
Tu hospitalidad.
Pastor Abraham, thank you so much. You
Pastor
and your family.
Abraham, gracias, tú y tu familia.
All the leaders here.
Todos los líderes.
Even just getting here this morning, thank you for your sacrifice.
El solo hecho de estar aquí esta mañana ya trabajando, gracias por su sacrificio.
Want you to know it's a privilege for all of us to partner with what God is doing.
Y quiero que sepas que es un privilegio para nosotros hacer equipo en lo que Dios está haciendo en este lugar.
He's written a word over all of your lives.
El Señor está escribiendo una palabra sobre tu vida, de todos ustedes.
And we're grateful we get to participate.
Y estamos agradecidos que nos toca participar de alguna manera.
So thank you for such a time as this.
Así es que gracias porque es preciso para un tiempo como este.
He's raising you up.
Te está levantando el Señor.
To be a voice.
Para ser una voz.
To be a witness.
Para ser testigo.
In this land.
En esta tierra.
And so we count it all joy to be able to sow into this.
Así es que nosotros con gozo sembramos en esto.
We love you and we're grateful for you.
Te amamos y estamos agradecidos por tu vida.
Bless you all.
Te bendigo.
Amen. Good job, brother. Brother Brian, hey Brian, come back here.
Pero quiero que venga y regrese aquí, Brian.
Now look, when I stand next to him,
mire, cuando me paro al lado de él,
I look like a little boy.
Me veo como un niño chiquito. Yeah.
Thank you,
mire,
Jesus.
Gracias,
love
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Lo amo.
You. Oh, it's good to have big people within your life.
Es bueno tener a gente grandota en tu vida.
He has a great big heart.
Y porque también tiene un corazón grandote.
But he is extremely humble before the Lord.
Pero él es muy humilde.
And I love that.
Señor. Y a mí me gusta eso.
There's one more person I need to introduce to you.
Es, hay una persona más que quiero presentarles.
And it is my little sister who is here now with me.
Y es mi hermanita quien está aquí hablando español.
Pastor Suanami is a pastor in my church.
Pastora Suanami es una pastora en mi iglesia.
Amen. And she helps me rescue children all over the world out of sexual trafficking.
Y ella me ayuda a rescatar niños alrededor de todo el mundo del tráfico y trato humano.
I've been doing that now for 30 years.
Hemos combatido esto desde hace 30 años.
Together we have rescued over 11,000 children.
Juntos hemos rescatado más de 11,000 niños.
And we have raised those children.
Y los hemos también criado.
All to the glory of King Jesus.
Todo para la gloria del Rey Jesús.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Suanami is a Mexican.
La pastora Suanami es mexicana.
And she is a Mexican lawyer.
Y es también una abogada. Es mexicana y es abogada.
She is a pastor on my staff.
Y es una pastora en mi equipo.
She's an excellent interpreter.
Él lo hace muy bien el traducir.
And she's one of my bravest rescuers throughout the world.
Y es una de mis...
You tell her.
Y es una de mis rescatistas más valientes que tengo en mi equipo alrededor del mundo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gracias. Me es difícil traducir cuando hablan de mí.
Well, the weather is perfect today.
Bueno, como ven, el clima es perfecto.
And I want to give Jesus praise for that.
Y quiero yo darle la gloria a Jesús por eso.
Amen. Amen. I'm expecting there to be miracles here today.
Yo ya sé y estoy esperando los milagros que el Señor va a hacer hoy.
I want to declare that heaven
owns this place.
Quiero declarar en este momento que el cielo se adueña de este lugar.
That the Spirit of the Living God invades this space.
Que el Espíritu del Dios viviente empieza a invadir este lugar.
Amen.
Amen.
That means there's nothing impossible here today.
Lo que quiere decir eso es que no hay nada imposible el día de hoy.
Everybody say that.
Todo mundo diga esto.
Nothing is impossible.
Nada es imposible.
Amen. It's a good thing to say.
Amen. Eso es algo bueno para decir.
So, in just getting to know you a little bit,
así como te voy conociendo un poco más,
I pastor a church in Texas.
Déjame decirte que yo tengo una iglesia en Texas donde soy pastor.
And for the past 6 weeks, I've been traveling.
Y en las últimas 6 semanas he estado viajando.
Been all over the world.
Alrededor de todo el mundo.
I have an amazing team.
Tengo un equipo muy increíble.
My wife and I have been married for 36 years.
Mi esposa y yo hemos estado casados por 36 años.
We have 4 biological children.
Tenemos 4 hijos biológicos.
I have 8 grandchildren.
Tengo 8 nietos.
Out of all the children we have rescued,
y de todos los niños que hemos rescatado,
900 of them have asked to have my name.
900 de esos niños han preguntado que si pueden tener mi apellido.
So, I have a lot of children.
Así que tengo muchos hijos.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of every race you can imagine.
De cualquier raza que te puedas imaginar.
We have thousands of children in Africa.
Tenemos miles de niños en África.
We have untold number of children all throughout Central America.
Tenemos un sinnúmero de niños, sobre todo Sudamérica y Central America.
Actually, in Africa today,
es más, el día de hoy en África,
we had a baby that was born.
Nació un bebé.
And he is my son.
Y ya es mi hijo.
He was born to a rescue boy and girl.
Él nació de una mujer y un niño, un hombre y una mujer que fueron rescatados.
And now they are grown up and now they rescue children.
Y ahora ya crecieron y están rescatando niños.
I tell you this whole ministry about rescuing children.
Te digo de esto, somos un ministerio que rescata.
Is about because I have been rescued.
Porque yo también fui rescatado.
You have been rescued.
Tú has sido rescatado.
Our Redeemer lives.
Nuestro Redentor vive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is what rescued people do.
Y esto es lo que las personas rescatadas hacen.
We see our Redeemer rescue other people.
Y vemos a nuestro Redentor rescatar otra gente.
I know that I'm not the only pastor here today.
Yo sé que yo no soy el único pastor aquí hoy.
If you are a pastor or a leader in your congregation, would you please stand up?
Si tú eres un pastor o un líder en tu iglesia, ¿te puedes poner de pie, por favor?
Stand up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you so
Dios
much.
Dios te bendiga muchísimo.
Thank you so much.
Gracias.
We are
Gracias.
Honored to have you
Gracias.
Here today.
Estamos honrados de tenerte el día de hoy.
So are you ready to get off into the word?
¿Estás listo para meterte en la palabra?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. If you have your Bibles today,
si tienes tus Biblia hoy,
open it up to Matthew chapter 16.
Por favor, ábrelo en Mateo capítulo 16.
Amen. Matthew chapter 16.
Amen. Mateo capítulo 16.
I love the book of Matthew.
Me encanta el libro de Mateo.
Matthew is a very Jewish book.
El libro de Mateo es un libro muy judío.
It's, it was written to the Jewish people.
Fue escrito para los judíos.
No, you're welcome. And it represents and it always shows us that Jesus is the Messiah.
Siempre habla y tiene la representación de que Jesús es el Mesías.
So I am going to ask my sister to read this in Spanish.
Así es que le voy a pedir a mi hermana que lea esto en español.
Beginning at verse 13.
Empezando en el verso 13.
And sister, if you would please read all the way down to verse 28. Just
okay.
Are you okay with doing that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get out. You want to put it here okay. So that you're so welcome.
Okay. Verso 13. Viniendo Jesús a la región de Cesarea de Filipo, preguntó a sus discípulos diciendo, ¿quién dicen los hombres que es el Hijo del Hombre? Ellos dijeron, unos Juan el Bautista, otros Elías y otros Jeremías o alguno de los profetas. Él les dijo, ¿y vosotros, quién decís que soy yo? Respondiendo Simón Pedro dijo, tú eres el Cristo, el Hijo del Dios viviente. Entonces le respondió Jesús, bienaventurado eres Simón, hijo de Jonás, porque no te lo reveló carne ni sangre, sino mi Padre que está en los cielos. Y yo también te digo que tú eres Pedro, y sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia, y las puertas del Hades no prevalecerán contra ella. Y a ti te daré las llaves del reino de los cielos, y todo lo que atares en la tierra será atado en los cielos, y todo lo que desatares en la tierra será desatado en los cielos. Entonces mandó a sus discípulos que nadie dijese, entonces mandó a sus discípulos que a nadie dijesen que él era Jesús el Cristo. 21. Desde entonces comenzó Jesús a declarar a sus discípulos que le era necesario ir a Jerusalén y padecer mucho de los ancianos, de los principales sacerdotes y de los escribas, y ser muerto y resucitar al tercer día. Entonces Pedro, tomándolo aparte, comenzó a reconvenirle, diciendo, Señor, ten compasión de ti, en ninguna manera esto te acontezca. Pero él, volviéndose, dijo a Pedro, quítate de delante de mí, Satanás, me eres tropiezo, ¿por qué no pones la mira en las cosas de Dios, sino en las de los hombres? Entonces Jesús dijo a sus discípulos, si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí, niéguese a sí mismo y tome su cruz y sígame. Porque todo el que quiera salvar su vida la perderá, y todo el que pierda su vida por causa de mí la hallará. ¿Por qué? Porque, ¿qué aprovechará al hombre si ganare todo el mundo y perdiere su alma? ¿O qué recompensa dará el hombre por su alma? Porque el Hijo del Hombre vendrá en la gloria de su Padre con sus ángeles, y entonces pagará cada uno conforme a sus obras. De cierto os digo, que hay algunos de los que están aquí que no gustarán la muerte hasta que haya visto al Hijo del Hombre viniendo en su reino.
Hallelujah.
Aleluya.
I love the word of God.
Amo la palabra de Dios.
I'm so happy that we have this account.
Estoy muy, muy feliz de que tenemos esta cuenta.
Because the Bible declares.
Porque la Biblia declara.
You okay? Yeah, yeah, let's do that. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, just go. Do that. There you go. Good job. Because the Bible declares to us
porque la Biblia nos declara
that Jesus would take his disciples to strategic locations
que Jesús va a tomar a sus discípulos a lugares estratégicos
to bring a strategic revelation.
Para traer una revelación estratégica.
And many of these places were not nice places.
Y muchos de estos lugares no eran lugares bonitos.
Caesarea Philippi, it was a terrible place.
Caesarea era un lugar horrible.
And I imagine that the disciples thought Jesus would never take me to a place like that.
Y te puedo asegurar que los discípulos pensaban que Jesús jamás los iba a llevar a un lugar como ese.
They must have thought he was crazy.
Posiblemente pensaron que estaba loco.
Because this place was a place where you worshipped other gods.
Porque este era un lugar que se había establecido para adorar a otros dioses.
This was a place of demonic sexual activity.
Este era un lugar de actividades sexuales demoníacas.
This was a place of slavery.
Este era un lugar de esclavitud.
This was a place where a demon would come up out of the ground.
Este era un lugar donde demonios salían del suelo.
And terrorize everyone.
Y aterrorizaban a todos.
This was a terrible place.
Este era un lugar terrible.
It was a place where you went to worship Caesar as well.
Era un lugar también donde la gente venía para adorar al César.
That's why it has the name Caesarea.
Por eso tenía el nombre Cesarea.
Because you went to worship Caesar there.
Porque iban ahí para adorarle a él.
You went to say that the enemy was God.
Porque ibas para adorar y creer que tu enemigo era Dios.
Who would believe that Jesus would take them to a place like that?
¿Quién se imaginaría que Jesús iba a tomar a sus discípulos y llevarlos a un lugar como ese?
But he did.
Pero lo hizo.
And he's taken me to many terrible places.
Y también me ha llevado a mí a lugares terribles.
He will take you to terrible places.
Te va a llevar a ti a a lugares terribles.
Places that you do not think he will take you there.
A lugares que tú jamás te imaginarías que Jesús te iba a llevar.
There have been times I have literally questioned, is this God taking me to this place?
Hay momentos en los que yo realmente me he preguntado, ¿es Jesús, es Dios quien me está trayendo a este lugar?
Because I don't think God would do that.
Porque yo no creería que Dios me haría eso.
But he does.
Pero lo hace.
He takes us to strategic places.
Te lleva a lugares estratégicos.
Places that breaks our hearts.
Lugares que nos rompen el corazón.
So that he can give us a strategic revelation.
Para que él nos pueda dar una estrategia, una revelación con estrategia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you have seen Jesus take you to a specific place that you didn't think he would?
¿Cuántos de ustedes no han visto que Jesús los ha tomado a lugares y los ha llevado a esos lugares que jamás pensaste que Él te iba a llevar?
I've seen that.
Yo lo he visto.
Amen. He does that.
Amén. Él lo hace.
And you, at first you may even think this is the devil.
A lo mejor al principio tú piensas, no, este fue el diablo.
I have been through places of sickness.
Yo he ido a lugares de enfermedad.
I have been through places of poverty.
Me ha llevado a lugares de pobreza.
I have been through places where I saw guns pulled on my children and upon my beautiful wife.
Yo he estado en lugares donde me han puesto con pistolas en la cabeza a mí, a mi familia, a mis hijos.
I have been in places where my life has been threatened.
Yo he estado en lugares donde mi vida ha sido
amenazada. And I say, how did I get here?
Y yo dije, ¿cómo llegué aquí?
What am I doing in this place?
¿Qué estoy haciendo en este lugar?
And Jesus says,
y Jesús me dice,
I brought you here to show you something about me.
Te traje aquí para enseñarte algo acerca de mí.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's not religious.
No es religión.
It doesn't look like church.
No se ve como la iglesia.
It's not traditional.
No es algo tradicional.
But Jesus takes you into those places.
Pero Jesús te lleva a esos lugares.
When my son was 16 years old,
cuando mi hijo tenía 16 años,
he and I were on a missions trip into India.
Fuimos a un viaje misionero a la India.
He's 34 years old now.
Ahora tiene 34 años.
And we both got kidnapped.
Y los dos fuimos secuestrados.
And it was bad.
Y fue malo.
It's bad when you get kidnapped.
Hey, es malo cuando te secuestran.
It's worse when you get kidnapped with your teenage boy.
Pero es peor cuando te secuestran con tu adolescente, con tu hijo adolescente.
And they took us in the car and they were taking us away.
Y nos metieron a un carro y empezaron a manejar.
And I didn't know what to do.
Y no sabía qué hacer.
And my son turned to me and he said, Daddy, what should I do?
Y mi hijo volteó y me vio a la cara y me dijo, Papá, ¿qué tengo que hacer?
And the Spirit of the Lord filled up the car in an instant.
Y el Espíritu de Dios llenó el carro en un instante.
And I knew what to say.
Y yo sabía qué decir.
And this is what I said.
Y esto fue lo que dije.
Hit him!
¡Pégales!
Boom, 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 boom!
¡Pégale, pégale, pégale!
We started fighting for our lives.
Y empezamos a pelear por nuestra vida.
It's a true story.
Es una historia verdadera.
We beat up the guys that was kidnapping us.
Empezamos a golpear a los que nos estaban secuestrando.
And then we had to steal the taxi to get away.
Y luego tuvimos que agarrar el coche para poder escapar.
We were in India.
Estábamos en India.
In Bombay, India.
En la India, en Bombay.
After this was all over with,
después de que todo esto pasó,
I said, Jesus, how did that even happen? We could have been killed.
Yo le pregunté, Jesús, ¿cómo pasó esto? Nos pudieron haber matado.
What devil brought us into this place?
¿Qué diablo? ¿Qué demonio nos trajo este lugar?
And the Lord told me, it was no devil, that was me.
Y Jesús me dijo, oh, no era el diablo, fui yo.
I wanted you to see.
Quería que tú vieras.
That I have a word for you in a moment.
Que tengo una palabra para ti.
That my presence is real for you.
Que mi presencia es verdadera.
And it won't be in a traditional way.
Y no lo voy a hacer de una manera tradicional.
Most Christians do not believe that God would tell you to beat up somebody.
Muchos cristianos no van a creer que el Señor te va a llamar a golpear a alguien.
Jesus told me that day, fight, fight, fight.
Y ese día Jesús me dijo, pelea, pelea, pelea.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There have been other times where Jesus told me, do not lift a finger against this person.
En otras ocasiones, Jesús me ha dicho, no levantes ni un solo dedo en contra de esta persona.
And I say, but God,
y tú y yo le digo, pero Dios,
a few years ago in India, you told me to fight.
Hace años en India, tú me dijiste que peleara.
And Jesus has told me, no, sir, you're not allowed to fight today.
Y Jesús me dice, no, señor, en esta ocasión no te doy permiso de que pelees.
Jesus will take you to places that you don't understand.
Jesús te va a llevar a lugares que no entiendes.
And this is the walk that Jesus has given us.
Y este es el caminar que Jesús nos va a dar.
If you completely understand your walk,
si tú entiendes completamente tu caminar,
you're probably not walking with Jesus.
Seguramente no estás caminando con Jesús.
If you're going to follow Jesus,
si tú vas a seguir a Jesús,
he will take you to places that you do not know.
Te va a llevar a lugares que no conoces.
Mentally, spiritually, physically.
Mentalmente, espiritualmente o físicamente.
And he will show you things that you do not understand.
Y te va a enseñar lugares que tú no entiendes.
This is not a safe Jesus we are following.
Al que estamos siguiendo no es un Jesús que te va a mantener a salvo.
He's not setting you up to be safe.
Él no te llamó.
He's setting you up to
para
be full of the
seguro.
Spirit.
Te llamó para nacer de nuevo en su
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus sends us out as lambs among wolves.
Él nos llamó y dice, ustedes son ovejas en medio de mis lobos.
And sometimes it doesn't make any sense.
Y a veces no tiene sentido.
30 years ago,
hace 30 años,
I was in Costa Rica, Central America.
Yo estaba en Costa Rica,
and
en
we were,
América de, América Central.
We were building a food bank.
Estábamos construyendo un banco de comida.
In the giant trash dump.
En el basurero más grande que hay en Costa Rica.
And so we were feeding people there.
Y estábamos dándole de comer a la gente.
And a woman came up to me.
Y una mujer vino a mí.
And she had two little beautiful Nicaraguan refugee children.
Y traía dos niños nicaragüenses que estaban ahí de refugiados. Eran dos niños.
And she said, hey, gringo.
Y me dijo, hey, tú, gringo.
I said, hello.
Y le dijo, hola.
She said, how was your day?
Y dijo, ¿cómo te va en tu día?
I said, it's very good, thank you.
Y le dijo, muy bien, gracias.
And she said, do you see these two little girls?
Y le dijo, ¿ves estas dos niñas?
She said, would you like to buy them?
Le dijo, ¿te gustaría comprarlas?
And I said, buy them.
Y él dijo, ¿comprarlas?
She said, yes.
Y le dijo, sí.
And then she said,
y luego dijo esto,
you can make a movie.
Podrías hacer una película con ellas.
Whenever she said that to me,
cuando dijo eso esa mujer,
it was like all the blood left my body.
Era como si la sangre se me hubiera ido del cuerpo.
I had never been confronted with trafficking before.
Yo nunca me había enfrentado al tráfico humano antes.
I was appalled.
Yo estaba llamado.
I was scared.
Y yo estaba ahí asustado.
I was horrified.
Estaba aterrorizado.
There was a demon that came with this thing.
Había un demonio que venía con esto.
And then all of a sudden,
y de repente,
the Spirit of the Lord came upon me.
El Espíritu del Señor vino sobre mí.
And I knew exactly what to say.
Y yo sabía exactamente qué decir.
And I just said it.
Y lo dije.
Do you want to know what I said?
¿Quieres saber qué le dije?
Amen. You guys understanding what I'm saying?
¿Estás entendiendo lo que yo digo?
Amen. Excellent. This is what I said.
Esto fue lo que dije.
I will buy those two little girls right now. How much?
Te voy a comprar estas dos niñas en este momento. ¿Cuánto quieres?
And the lady said, $120.
Y la mujer dijo, $120.
I reached in my billfold and I had exactly $120.
Tomé mi cartera y cuando abrí mi cartera, yo traía exactamente $120 americanos.
I gave her the money I had.
Le di el dinero.
I took those two little girls by the hand.
Agarré a esas dos niñas de las manos.
I walked them over to my wife.
Fui con mi esposa.
And I said, look what I just bought.
Y le dije, mira lo que acabo de comprar.
Those were the first two little girls.
Esas fueron las primeras dos niñas.
We fell in love with those little girls.
No las amamos esas niñas.
We raised those two little girls.
También las criamos esas niñas.
We sent those two little girls to college.
Las mandamos a la universidad.
And now they are married and they have children and they are in their 40s today.
Ahora tienen esposo, tienen hijos y ya tienen 40 años. Están
Hallelujah.
40.
Hallelujah. It was Jesus that took me to that terrible place.
Fue Jesús quien me tomó y me llevó a ese lugar terrible.
And then Jesus says, what will you do with this?
Y Jesús te va a preguntar, ¿ahora qué haces con esto?
You know, Jesus did this with Adam in the garden.
Mira, Jesús hizo esto con Adán en el jardín.
Adam never went to go look for the animals.
Adán nunca fue a buscar animales.
The Lord brought the animals to him.
El Señor trajo los animales a él.
And said, "What do you want to call this?"
Y le dijo, ¿cómo le quieres llamar a esto?
When God brought him a lion,
cuando le trajo un león,
he said, "What do you say that this is?"
Le dijo, ¿qué es lo que tú dices que esto es?
He said, "Ah,
y Adán dijo,
I think that is an apex predator.
Mira, esto lo que yo pienso es que es un predador.
I think that he loves to eat meat.
Creo que a él le gusta comer carne.
I think that he travels in a pride.
Creo que a él le gusta andar en manada.
I should call him a lion.
Lo debería de llamar león.
And he will have great dominion.
Y va a tener gran dominio.
And God said, "Let it be."
Y Dios le dijo que así sea.
And then God brought a buffalo.
Y luego el Señor trajo un búfalo.
He said, "What do you say this is?"
Y le preguntó, a ver, ¿qué tú dices que esto es?
I say, "This is a buffalo."
Y le dice, es un búfalo.
And he travels in great herds.
Y le gusta viajar con grandes grupos.
With incredible migration.
Con una migración increíble.
And he will be food to the lion.
Y él será comida para el león.
And God said, "Let it be."
Y el Señor le dijo, que así sea.
When we are in right relationship with God,
cuando tú tienes la relación correcta con Dios,
we don't have to go looking for ministry.
Nosotros no tenemos que andar buscando ministerio.
We look for Jesus, and Jesus brings us ministry.
Buscamos a Jesús y Jesús te trae el ministerio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what has the Lord brought you?
Así que yo te pregunto, ¿qué te ha traído el Señor?
And what do you call it?
¿Y cómo lo has llamado tú?
Now, we were reading in this verse of Scripture.
Ahora estábamos leyendo este versículo en la Escritura.
Jesus took the disciples to a place they did not think he would.
Jesús tomó a los discípulos y los llevó a un lugar que ellos jamás pensaron que Jesús los llevaría.
And in the place they did not want to be,
y en el lugar que ellos no querían estar,
Jesus asked them,
Jesús les preguntó,
"Who do you say that I am?"
¿Quién tú dices que yo soy?
Just like Jesus asked of Adam when he brought the animals to him.
Igualito que como Jesús le preguntó a Adán cuando le trajo los animales a él.
Jesus is saying,
Jesús le está diciendo,
"Whoever you say I am in this place that you do not want to be,
quien tú digas que yo soy en este lugar donde tú no quieres estar,
this is who I will be to you forever.
Esto es lo que yo voy a hacer para siempre."
If your Caesarea Philippi is poverty,
si tu Cesarea es si tú ahí dices que es pobreza,
you're doing so good.
You're going good too.
If your Caesarea Philippi is a place called poverty,
por ejemplo, si tú llamas a Cesarea de Filipo pobreza,
who do you say Jesus is to you in that place?
Dime, ¿quién tú dices que Jesús es en ese lugar?
Believe it or not, I have been to that place called poverty.
Lo creas o no, yo he estado en ese lugar llamado pobreza.
Before the Lord blessed me,
antes de que el Señor me bendijera,
I lived in a house that did not have glass in the windows.
Yo vivía en una casa que no tenía vidrio en sus ventanas.
I raised my children many times, and we did not even have electricity in the house.
Yo crié a mis hijos en esa casa que muchas veces no tuvo electricidad.
I was preaching in prisons, and there's no money in that.
Y te voy a decir, yo predicaba en la prisión y ahí no hay dinero.
I was rescuing children and raising children, and there is no money in that.
Rescatando niños y criándolos y ahí no hay dinero que entre.
And before God made me a rich man,
y antes de que el Señor me hiciera un hombre rico,
I was incredibly poor for decades.
Yo fui increíblemente pobre por décadas.
Who I said Jesus was to me in my place called poverty.
¿Quién yo dije que Jesús era en mi lugar de pobreza?
I said, "Jesus."
Y yo dije, Jesús.
You are my provider.
Tú eres mi proveedor.
You are my full provision.
Tú eres mi total provisión.
You are the Psalms 91 hedge of protection around me.
Tú eres mi Salmo 91 protección alrededor de mí.
You are the one that owns the cattle upon 1,000 hills.
Tú eres el que eres el dueño de todos los ganados en las montañas.
You are the one that gives me air to breathe.
Tú eres el que me das aire para respirar.
You bring simple solutions to complicated issues.
Tú eres el que me das soluciones simples a problemas complicados.
You are Jehovah Jireh.
Tú eres Jehová Jireh.
And I will look to no other God for my help.
Y yo no voy a buscar a otro Dios para ayudarme.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what you do if you are in a place called poverty.
Eso es lo que tú haces cuando tú estás en un lugar llamado pobreza.
A place you don't want to be.
Un lugar en el que tú no quieres estar.
Who you say Jesus is in that place matters.
Quien tú dices que Jesús es en ese lugar importa.
Is this translating to you?
¿Lo estás entendiendo lo que te estoy diciendo?
Hallelujah. We have all been heartbroken.
Todos hemos tenido el corazón roto.
People that should have loved us have not loved us.
Gente que debió habernos amado, que no nos amó.
People we have been faithful to have not been faithful to us.
Personas a las que les hemos sido fieles, que no han sido fieles a nosotros.
Yes, indeed, we have all been heartbroken.
Sí, de hecho, hemos tenido el corazón roto.
Who you say Jesus is to you in that place is muy importante.
Quien tú dices que Jesús es en ese lugar es muy importante.
You cannot fake that.
Tú no puedes tratar de fingir eso.
You either do that or you don't.
Tú lo haces o no lo haces.
And this is all about loyalty to Jesus only.
Y esto se trata solo de fidelidad a Jesús solamente.
I'm starting to feel the anointing right
now.
Estoy
sintiendo la unción en este momento.
The Spirit of God is moving into this place right now.
El Espíritu del Señor se está moviendo en este lugar ahora mismo.
Because this is also the fear of the Lord.
Porque esto también es el temor a Dios.
That we are loyal to King Jesus and no other God.
Que nosotros seremos solamente fieles a Jesús y no a otro Dios.
No matter the region.
No importando la región en la que estoy.
No matter the time of life.
No importando el tiempo en el que estoy en mi vida.
No matter the circumstances.
No importando las circunstancias.
That we belong to King Jesus.
Nosotros le pertenecemos al Rey
and
Jesús.
And to no other God.
Y no otro Dios.
And we give him preeminence.
Y le damos a él la preeminencia.
In the places of our hearts.
En los lugares de nuestro corazón.
In the places of our mind.
En los lugares de nuestra mente.
In the places of our circumstances.
En los lugares de nuestras circunstancias.
And even on the very ground we are standing on right now.
Y aún en esta tierra en la que estamos parados en
we
este
must
momento.
Give Jesus the preeminence.
Le tenemos que dar a Jesús la prioridad.
And we say to him who he is to us in this place.
Y decirle quién es él en este lugar.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, this place that we're standing in here today
ahora, déjame decirte, esta tierra en la que estamos parados ahorita,
is
este
a
lugar,
place with an amazing cave system.
Este es un lugar que tiene cuevas grandísimas acá. Las grutas.
Caesarea Philippi
Cesarea de Filipo
was a place of a giant cave.
Era un lugar de la cueva de un gigante.
I have been to Israel 15, 20 times.
Yo he estado en Israel 15 o 20 veces.
And every time I am there, I go to Caesarea Philippi.
Y cada vez que estoy ahí, yo voy a Cesarea de Filipo.
And there is a giant cave there.
Y hay una cueva gigante en ese lugar.
And this cave was a place where other gods would come up out of the ground.
Y este era un lugar donde otros dioses salían del suelo.
Demons that would transform with human beings.
Eran demonios que se iban a transformar en humanos.
Demonic witches.
Brujas. Demoníacas.
Sorcerers.
Shamans. Sí, chamanes.
Amen.
Brujos.
And they would worship these other gods, these demons.
Y estos demonios adoraban otros dioses.
And they would turn into half animal, half people.
Y se convertían en mitad animales y mitad humanos.
And they would terrorize the community.
Y aterraban a la comunidad, salían a aterrorizar a la comunidad.
At this place, this is what happened.
En este lugar era lo que pasaba.
That also happens here within this region.
Pero también en esta región ustedes han atestiguado ese tipo de movimientos.
It happens all over the world, everywhere I go.
Y pasa en toda
todas partes del mundo donde yo he visitado.
People are worshiping other gods.
Donde gente adora otros dioses.
There's demonic sexual activity.
Y hay actividades sexuales demoníacas.
They put children into slavery.
Y ponen a niños en esclavitud.
And they bow before these other gods.
Y se inclinan delante de otros dioses.
For the sake of supernatural power.
Para poder tener poderes sobrenaturales.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
¿Sí sabes de lo que yo estoy hablando?
Yeah, amen. These things are common all over the world.
Estas cosas son comunes alrededor de todo el mundo.
But there at this place called Caesarea Philippi.
Pero en este lugar en específico, Cesarea de Filipo.
It was especially demonic.
Era especialmente demoníaco.
Because out of this giant cave.
Porque de esta cueva gigante.
Would come all these demonic forces.
Salían muchas fuerzas demoníacas.
And Jesus took his disciples to that place.
Y Jesús llevó a sus discípulos a ese lugar.
And he went there to pick a fight.
Y les dijo, ¿están dispuestos a pelear esto?
He did not go there to be peaceful.
Jesús no fue ahí para hacer paz.
He asked the disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
Él le preguntó a sus discípulos, ¿quién dices tú que yo soy?
And Peter said, even in this place,
y Pedro dijo, aún en este lugar,
you are the son of the living God.
Tú eres el hijo del Dios viviente.
You have preeminence over all these other demons.
Tú tienes la preliminar. Tú eres primero, arriba de todos estos demonios.
There's nothing they can do about it.
No hay nada que ellos puedan hacer.
You are my Savior.
Tú eres mi Salvador.
You are my Redeemer.
Tú eres mi Redentor.
And this is who I say that you are.
Y ese es quien yo digo que tú eres.
And then Jesus said,
y Jesús le dijo,
upon this rock I will build my church.
Sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia.
Now this is an amazing thing for Jesus to say.
Esto fue increíble de Jesús para decir.
Because the rock that Jesus is building the church upon.
Porque la roca en la que Jesús está construyendo la iglesia.
Is the fact that Peter heard the Father speak to his heart personally.
Es el hecho de que Pedro escuchó la voz de Dios hablarle a su vida.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It didn't come from his culture.
No vino de su cultura.
As Jesus pointed out.
Como Jesús se lo dijo.
It didn't come from his natural father.
No vino de su padre natural decirle.
It wasn't taught to him.
No era que le hablaron.
Just in this place that he did not want to be.
En el lugar que él no quería estar.
The Father had personally revealed to him who Jesus was.
El Padre en los cielos le reveló quién era Jesús.
The Church of Jesus Christ.
La Iglesia de Jesucristo.
Is a prophetic church.
Es una iglesia profética.
The Church of Jesus Christ.
La Iglesia de Jesucristo.
Is one that knows the voice of the shepherd.
Es la que conoce la voz de su pastor.
And we will not follow another shepherd.
Y no vamos a seguir a otro pastor.
Now, do you remember that big giant cave I was telling you about?
¿Te acuerdas que te dije que había una cueva gigante ahí?
The one at Caesarea Philippi.
La que está en Cesarea de Filipo.
It had a name to those local people.
Tenía un nombre para los locales de ahí, la gente que vivía ahí.
And it was called the Gates of Hell.
Y ellos le llamaban a esa cueva las Puertas del Infierno.
So when Jesus is standing in front of that cave,
así que Jesús está parado frente a las puertas de esa cueva.
And when he says the gates of hell will not prevail,
y él dice, las puertas del infierno no prevalecerán.
What he is saying is no matter what comes up in this region.
Lo que le estaba diciendo, no importa lo que salga en esta región.
I am giving you my authority.
Yo te doy mi autoridad.
I am giving you the keys of the kingdom.
Te estoy dando las llaves del reino.
And the gates of hell do not have preeminence.
Y las puertas del infierno no van a prevalecer.
But the kingdom of the living God has preeminence here.
Pero el reino del cielo y del Dios en la tierra sí va a prevalecer.
This is the authority we have in Jesus.
Esta es la autoridad que tenemos en Jesús.
The keys of the kingdom.
Las llaves del reino.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody okay?
¿Todos están bien?
Yeah. If you're still okay, wave at me.
Por favor, si todavía estás de acuerdo con esto, salúdame con tu mano, por favor.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Gracias, aleluya.
I know it's strange hearing several different languages.
Yo sé que es difícil cuando tenemos que hablar en diferentes idiomas.
In a lot of the places I preach,
en más de los lugares en los que yo tengo que predicar,
we will have four translators.
A veces tenemos que tener a cuatro traductores.
I will say something.
Yo digo algo.
She will say something in her language.
Ella diría algo en su idioma.
This person says something in their language.
Y luego la otra persona en su idioma.
It's a crazy process.
Es un proceso muy loco.
So I want to close with this before I invite my friend up here.
Quiero cerrar con eso antes de que invite a mi amigo aquí.
And then we're going to do ministry here.
Y luego vamos a ministrarles.
I go to a lot of different places.
Yo he estado en muchos diferentes lugares.
I have been in 58 nations.
He estado en 58 naciones.
And many of those nations I've been many, 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 many times.
Y en estas naciones, en muchas naciones he estado por muchas veces.
I've been to Uganda more than 40 times.
Yo he estado en Uganda por más de 40 veces, perdón.
I've been to India many, many, many times.
También en India, en la India, he ido muchísimas veces.
And here's what I can tell you. In every region,
y déjame decirte que cada región,
there is a spirit that makes itself God.
Y hay espíritus que se hacen ellos mismos los dioses.
That is not God.
Que no es Dios.
But Jesus comes in.
Pero Jesús llega.
And he tells his people,
y le dice a su gente,
have faith in me.
Ten fe en mí,
and move forward in the kingdom.
Y muévete hacia el reino.
And no matter what hell does,
y no importa lo que haga el infierno,
it will not prevail.
No prevalecerá.
I know that God is listening right now.
Yo sé que Dios está escuchando en este momento.
And I also know that beyond these trees,
y también sé que sobre estos árboles,
under the ground here,
abajo de esta tierra,
in this cave system,
en estas grutas,
there are spirits from hell,
hay espíritus del infierno,
who are also hearing me preach this gospel right now,
que me están escuchando predicar este evangelio el día de hoy,
and they are afraid that you and I will actually believe this.
Y tienen miedo. Que tú y yo creemos esto.
They are afraid that we will believe the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tienen miedo que nosotros creamos esta palabra de Jesús.
That whatever we do on this earth,
que lo que hagamos en esta tierra,
Jesus will make it happen within the heavenly realm.
Jesús lo hará en un momento con todo lo que hay en el cielo.
They are afraid of us.
Tienen miedo de nosotros.
That we will actually believe and make Jesus our most preeminent God.
De que realmente nosotros vamos a creer y hacer a Jesús nuestro Dios primordial.
We cannot worship Jesus and also worship our ancestors.
Créeme, no podemos adorar a Jesús y también adorar a nuestros ancestros.
We cannot talk to God and also speak to the dead.
Nosotros no podemos adorar a Dios y también hablarle a la muerte.
We cannot be married and also have girlfriends.
No podemos estar casados y también tener novias.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Bendecidos son los de corazón puro.
For they shall see God.
Porque ellos verán a Dios.
Pure in heart means
un corazón puro significa
that you are only loyal to Jesus and no other God.
Que tú eres solamente fiel a Jesús y no a otro Dios.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Bienaventurados los puros de corazón.
For they shall see God.
Porque ellos verán a Dios.
I want to ask my friend who's running the camera here, get a shot of all these people here. I have a television show that goes all over the world.
Yo tengo un programa de televisión que es lo proyecto alrededor de todo el mundo.
And I'm going to ask my friends all over the planet to pray for you.
Y le voy a pedir a todos mis amigos alrededor del mundo que oren por ti.
Is that okay if I do that?
¿Está bien si hago eso?
Amen. Here's what I want to say to my friends that are watching on television.
Le voy a decir algo a mi gente que
these precious people. These precious people are so persecuted because of their love for King Jesus.
Esta gente preciosa que está aquí han sido perseguidos por su amor a Jesús.
These people fight demonic things that many of you will never have to fight.
Esta gente que está aquí han tenido que pelear con tantísimas cosas espirituales y peleas contra demonios que ustedes posiblemente jamás las van a pelear.
I want you to pray for them.
Quiero que ores por ellos.
I want you to stand with them.
Quiero que te pares con ellos.
I want you to believe that every single one of these people are going to start seeing miracles that they've never, ever, ever seen before.
Quiero que tú creas conmigo que cada uno de ellos verá milagros que no han visto aún.
Partner with me in praying for these people.
Sé equipo conmigo y ora por ellos.
Friends,
amigos,
will you be in agreement with the prayers of my people for your lives?
¿Ustedes estarán de acuerdo con las oraciones de mis amigos para sus vidas?
Hallelujah to the Amen. Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Let's give Jesus a great big praise.
Démosle un
Come on,
aplauso,
let's give him a great
Señor.
Big praise. I want to, hallelujah. I'm going to ask my brother Brian to come up here.
Voy a pedirle a mi hermano Brian que venga aquí conmigo.
And he and I are going to do prophetic ministry after he gives you a word about preeminence.
Vamos a hacer ministerio profético juntos después de que él te dé una palabra sobre lo que es preliminar.
And we're going to see the Spirit of the Lord move.
Y veremos al Espíritu del Señor moverse.
Like I can tell you right now because I testify of Jesus.
Te voy a decir ahora porque yo testifico de Jesús.
I can tell you this. My brother right there in that New Jersey outfit.
Mi hermano en la sudadera gris.
Would you stand up?
¿Te podrías parar, por favor?
Man of God.
Hombre de Dios.
The whole time that I have been up here preaching.
Todo el tiempo que he estado predicando.
The Lord has been showing me that the vehicle problems that you have had.
El Señor me ha mostrado que los problemas de vehículo que tú has tenido.
There's been some kind of devil that's wanted to kill you in a vehicle.
Que has tenido problema y te ha querido matar en un vehículo.
That God Almighty says no.
El Señor ha dicho no.
That is a symbol of your ministry.
Ese es un símbolo de tu ministerio.
And vehicle. The devil hates your ministry.
Y el diablo odia tu ministerio.
And I tell you this, brother, your ministry is going to run the way it needs to run.
Y te voy a decir, tu ministerio va a avanzar. The devil, de la manera que necesita avanzar.
The devil tried to kill you, but he could not kill you.
El diablo trató de matarte, pero no te puede tocar.
And I declare in the name of Jesus.
Y yo declaro en el nombre de Jesús.
A new Psalms 91 heads of
Un nuevo Salmo 91 alrededor de ti.
That you are safe when you drive.
Que tú estás a salvo cuando
you are
tú
safe
manejas.
When you walk.
Cuando caminas.
That your vehicles belong to the Most High God.
Que tus vehículos pertenecen
Receive
al más alto Dios. Y lo
in
veo.
Jesus' name.
Recíbelo en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother.
Hermano.
Brother, I don't know you.
No te conozco.
So was that a good prophetic word for you?
¿Fue una palabra para ti esto que te dije? Sí, yeah. ¿Es palabra de Dios para ti?
I believe it is.
Yo lo creo.
You're an awesome man of God.
Tú eres un gran hombre de Dios.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of crooked things become straight.
Tú vas a ver muchas cosas torcidas en tu vida que se enderezarán.
Yeah, where there's been a lot of chaos, you're going to see the Lord begin to line things out.
Ha habido mucho caos alrededor de ti, pero vas a ver cómo el Señor va a empezar a alinear todo en tu vida.
You listen.
Escúchame.
You are not stupid. You are a smart man.
Tú no eres un hombre tonto. Tú eres un hombre inteligente.
And you'll see the wisdom of God established
in your life. Y verás la sabiduría de Dios sobre tu vida.
Yeah, that's a spirit of wisdom coming upon you.
Viene ahorita un espíritu de sabiduría sobre ti.
May the Lord bless the good choices that you make because
El Señor va a bendecir tus buenas decisiones porque Él te ve.
Glory to God.
Señor.
Bless Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Dios.
I want to release a prophetic word. Is that okay?
Quiero dar una palabra profética. ¿Está bien?
I was up late hours last night.
Me quedé despierto como 8 horas ayer.
In alignment with the word that was just released.
Y con esta palabra que se acaba de dar.
As I begin to research this area and this region,
yo estaba haciendo una investigación acerca de esta región, de esta área.
I wanted to release this word over you all.
Quiero soltar esta palabra sobre todos ustedes.
And I believe it's going to open up this fertile ground.
Y yo creo que esto abrirá esta tierra fértil.
The Bible says, break up the fallow ground.
La Biblia dice que tenemos que romper la tierra.
Let's break through the barrier.
Para ir sobre esa barrera
that uncovers the living resources
that are
available. King Jesus, we crown you as the rightful ruler
Señor, te coronamos como el gobernador
over San Cristobal.
Sobre San Cristóbal.
This land is not abandoned.
Esta tierra no está abandonada.
Stand to your feet. I agree.
Favor,
stand
párense,
to our feet.
Párense, por favor, póngase de pie.
It's not overlooked.
No está abandonada.
It's been marked by heaven.
Ha sido marcada por
it's
el
been
cielo.
Marked by the king's domain.
Ha sido marcada por el dominio del rey.
We declare that you are seated high above every mountain.
Declaramos que te has sentado sobre las montañas.
You're the possessor of heaven and earth.
Tú eres el quien posee todo el cielo y la tierra.
High above every structure.
Arriba de toda estructura.
Every system.
De cada sistema.
And every soul.
De cada alma.
That will yield.
Que va a estar.
Where religion operated without relationship.
Donde la religión opera sin relación.
We declare reformation.
Declaramos reforma.
Where ancient agreements were forged in darkness.
Cuando ellos estuvieron en acuerdo
we sever ties by the blood of Jesus.
Nosotros rompemos esas ataduras con la sangre de Jesús.
Where trauma,
donde trauma
was buried beneath tradition.
Trajo con sus rodillas la tradición.
We call for the oil of healing to rise.
Nosotros pedimos que el aceite caiga.
Let what's been hidden be healed.
Y deja que todo lo que ha estado escondido sea sanado.
Let what's been buried be broken open.
Lo que se ha enterrado se rompa y se abra.
Let what's been silenced sing again.
Deja que todo lo que se ha silenciado se vuelva a escuchar.
Father, we honor the story in this soil.
Padre, honramos la historia en esta tierra.
We bless the roots you planted and call forth the redemptive future you intended.
Bendecimos las raíces que tú plantaste y que llamaste para hacer redención en el futuro.
Let every heart and household come into alignment.
Deja que todas estas cosas vengan en alineación.
Not with dead tradition.
No con la tradición de la muerte.
But with living truth.
Pero con una verdad viviente.
Not mixture.
Nada de mezcla.
But miracles.
Pero milagro.
Not manipulation.
No manipulación.
But a manifestation of your presence.
Pero la manifestación de tu presencia.
We prophesy over San Cristobal.
Profetizamos sobre San Cristóbal.
This isn't just a tourist stop.
Esto no será solo una parada turística.
It's the territory of transformation.
Es un territorio de transformación.
A resting place for justice.
Un lugar de descanso de justicia.
A training ground for reformers.
Un lugar de entrenamiento para reformadores.
A launch pad for kingdom voices.
Un lugar de descanso para las voces del reino.
That won't bow to fear or religion.
Que no se inclinarán sobre el temor o la religión.
This is really important.
Esto es bien importante.
Old altars are crumbling.
En este momento, altares viejos se empiezan a partir y a caer.
New wineskins are being formed.
Odres nuevos están formando.
The prophets are waking up.
Los profetas están despertando.
The intercessors are taking ground.
Los intercesores están tomando la tierra.
God is raising up warriors.
El Señor está levantando guerreros.
That will begin to roar again.
Que empezarán a rugir de nuevo.
Jesus walked this land again.
Jesús caminará esta tierra nuevamente.
Overturn what's counterfeit.
Y volverá a lo que tiene que suceder aquí.
Cleanse what's been commercialized.
La limpieza se ha comercializado.
And bring resurrection life.
Pero se traerá la resurrección de la vida a este lugar.
Where shame.
Donde la pena y la vergüenza
and silence have ruled.
Y silencio había sido lo que regulaba.
Raise up sons and daughters.
Levántense hijos y hijas.
Not to copy what was.
No para copiar lo que era antes.
But to carry what's coming.
Pero para cargar lo que viene.
Birth a generation.
Nace una generación.
Who doesn't inherit religion.
Que no heredará religión.
But inherits the kingdom.
Pero heredará el reino.
We speak to this land.
Hablamos esta tierra.
We speak to this region.
Hablamos esta región.
Lift up your heads, O gates.
Levanta tu cara.
Be lifted up, O ancient doors.
Y abre tus puertas.
That the King of Glory may come in.
Que el reino el Rey de Gloria vendrá.
Who is the King of Glory?
¿Quién es el Rey de Gloria?
The Lord strong and mighty.
El Señor fuerte y poderoso.
He is the King here.
Él es el Rey aquí.
San Cristobal, hear the word of the Lord.
San Cristóbal, escucha la voz del Señor.
You are not small.
No eres pequeño.
You are not a backdrop.
Tú no eres un adorno.
You are not a relic.
Tú no eres una reliquia.
You are fire starters.
Tú eres lo que, tú empiezas el fuego.
You are a holy spark in the south.
Tú eres una chispa en el sur.
Set apart to confront darkness.
Has sido apartado para enfrentar la oscuridad.
To carry justice.
Para cargar con justicia.
And release joy.
Y para soltar el gozo.
Let it be written in the scrolls of heaven.
Deja que esto se escriba. En los pergaminos del
Let
cielo.
It be echoed through the intercession of the saints.
Deja que esto sea el eco en las intercesiones
Let
de
it
los
ignite
santos.
This generation.
Deja que empiece el fuego en esta generación.
We declare power.
Declaramos poder.
Purity.
Pureza.
And presence.
Y presencia.
We stand in agreement.
Nos paramos junto
with
contigo.
The word over this land.
Y lo creemos sobre esta tierra.
Shame is being broken.
Ahora se han roto las cadenas.
Poverty is being broken.
La pobreza se ha roto.
Discouragement's being broken.
El desánimo se ha roto.
Generational altars are coming down.
Altares generacionales se derrumban.
Mixtures being broken.
Las cosas mixtas están rompiendo.
Witchcraft is being silenced.
La brujería se calla.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
The Lord sees you as king.
El Señor te ve como rey.
He sees you as priest.
Te ve como
He
sacerdote.
Sees you as those that would take the land.
Que ustedes son los que toman la tierra.
The Lord says repent.
El Señor dice arrepiéntete.
Not just of your sin.
No solo de tu pecado.
Repent of your fear.
Arrepiéntete de tu temor.
Repent of your unbelief.
Arrepiéntete de tus propias
Just
creencias.
As the disciples were afraid.
Así como los discípulos tenían miedo.
They were confused.
Estaban confundidos.
And Jesus asked that question.
Pero Jesús les preguntó eso.
Who do you say that I am?
¿Quién tú dices que yo soy?
Am I the first?
Si yo soy el primero.
Am I preeminent?
¿Soy yo el primero?
Am I in the first?
Yo estoy en primer lugar.
With your mindsets.
En tu mente.
With your hearts.
Con tu corazón.
With your passion.
Con tu pasión.
He's not upset.
Él no está enojado.
He's not calling you out.
Él no te está
He's calling you up.
Te está llamando a que crezca.
Would you lift your hands to heaven?
¿Puedes, por favor, levantar tus manos al cielo?
Surrender.
Ríndete.
Offer yourselves once again.
Otra vez. Ríndete.
Who do you say that he is?
¿Quién tú dices
Who do you say that he is?
¿Quién tú dices
Who do you say that he is right now?
¿Quién tú dices que él
is he the
ahora?
King?
¿Viste el rey?
Is he the master?
¿Es él acaso
is he the maker?
¿Él es el hacedor?
Is he the one who possesses all this land?
¿Es él el que posee
Call upon his name right now.
Llama su nombre
you
ahora.
Shall be delivered.
Debes de ser libre.
Worry, anxiety, fear, go.
Miedos, ansiedades.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
would you pour out your perfect love? Would you evict fear from the premises? From every family? From every household? Fear, get out. In the name of Jesus. Discouragement, go. In the name of Jesus. Lord, would you release your healing? Would you release your power? There are bodies being healed right now. There are many of you that struggle with your sleep. Wave your hands if you struggle with your sleep. Wave your hands if you struggle with your sleep.
Mueve tu mano si estás batallando para dormir.
With bad dreams.
Con pesadillas.
With terror.
Con terror.
Wave your hands.
Por favor, mueve tu mano si eres
The Lord wants to heal your brain right now. He's going to touch your head.
Él está tocando tu cabeza.
Lord, lay your hands on every head.
Señor, por favor, toca
Release your healing.
Suelta tu sanidad.
Release your healing.
Suelta tu sanidad.
Take away all heaviness.
Quita toda pesadez.
All depression.
Toda depresión.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Vete en el nombre de Jesús.
Receive the healing of the Lord.
Recibe la sanidad
He's healing your minds.
Tu mente.
He's healing your bodies.
Está sanando tu mente, tu cuerpo.
I see arthritis.
Ahorita mismo estoy viendo artritis.
Joints.
Tus huesos.
Joints like knees and elbows and shoulders.
Tus coyunturas, tus hombros.
We break off all that witchcraft.
Rompemos con toda brujería.
And we release and loose healing.
Y soltamos la sanidad.
When Pastor Troy was preaching,
que Pastor Troy estaba
in hablando. That passage,
en ese pasaje,
Jesus looked at Peter.
Jesús vio a
he said,
Pedro.
I give you power.
Y le dijo,
I give you
poder.
Keys.
Te doy llaves.
I give you authority.
Te doy autoridad.
Whatever you bind on earth
lo que tú digas en la tierra,
has already been bound in heaven.
Porque ya se ha hecho en el cielo.
Lord, would you release your domain, your dominion, your
Señor,
kingdom?
¿Podría soltar tu dominio, tu reino?
We bind up all that sickness,
y hacer todo eso,
all that
Señor,
joint pain,
todo ese dolor,
all
de
that trauma.
De articulaciones,
we don't allow it here.
No se permite
you don't
aquí.
Allow it here.
Aquí el Señor no se permite aquí.
And in its place, we lose peace. We lose healing. We release deliverance from all demonic oppression. And we ask in its place you would fill the in the anointing. Lord, would you fall now? Let the anointing lift every burden. Lift your voices to God. Lift your burdens to God right now. Let the anointing lift every burden. Break every yoke in the name of Jesus. Let heaven invade this space right now. Let the power of your spirit, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is living inside of you, quickening your mortal body to health. Receive the resurrection power of His Spirit right now. Be released, be healed. Come on, receive the power of the Lord. You don't have to beg Him. He's a good father. He wants His children to be healed. Receive in the name of Jesus. Can you lift your voices? Cry out to the King. Fill this region with praise. Fill the atmosphere with joy. Call upon the name of the Lord. You shall be delivered. There's no trick. There's no mystery. His kingdom rules. His kingdom reigns. His power is available. I see families that have been broken. Cry out for your family. They are not lost. They are being found. Call upon the Lord. Family members are coming back.
Las miembros de tu familia regresarán.
Old things are passing away.
Todas las cosas pasarán.
Behold, all things become new.
Y todas estas serán nuevas.
How many of you need a new thing?
¿Quién necesita algo nuevo hoy?
Lift your hands to heaven. All levanta things becoming new.
Si necesitas algo nuevo.
Leave the past behind.
Deja el pasado atrás.
There's no power in the past.
No hay poder en el pasado.
The Lord says, why do you seek the living amongst the dead?
El Señor dice, ¿por qué?
Don't visit the dead.
No.
Visit the living one.
Visita al vivo.
The tomb is empty.
La tumba está vacía.
He's off the cross.
Él está bajo
He's
la
not
cruz.
On the cross anymore.
Él no está en la cruz.
He's not on the cross.
Él no está en la cruz.
He sits on the throne.
Él se sienta en el
the
trono.
Earth is his footstool.
Él está aquí.
He rules and reigns.
Él reina.
He's over every government.
Está sobre todo
He's
reino.
Over every kingdom.
Sobre cualquier
He's over every household.
Él está sobre
he has
reino.
Not forgotten you.
Él no te ha olvidado.
He knows every hair
Él conoce cada
on your head.
En tu cabeza.
He knows every hair.
Él conoce cada cabeza.
Your problems are his problems. Your family is his family.
Tu familia es su familia.
Your house is his house.
Tu casa es su casa.
Once again, cry out to him.
Una vez más, llora.
Ask him to restore.
Pídele que
Ask him to refresh. He's bringing refreshment right now. He's bringing wholeness right now. He's releasing healing to you, sir. He's holy. He's healing you. He's restoring you. He's going to bring the fire in your belly. Right now, he's bringing fire into your belly. You can feel it. You're going to speak the word of God. You're going to see the dead raised. He's raising you up. Do not back away. Don't back away from the fire of God. Don't back away from his presence. Cry out to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the ruler of all. His name is above every single name. His name is above every disease, every sickness. Colossians chapter 2 says everything that stood against you, that the enemy tries to accuse you of, he's taken it out of the way. He's nailed it to the cross. And then he came off of that cross. And he was raised from the dead. Those things do not exist. Your past is taken care of. Your future is filled with hope. In this moment, this is all you have. What if this was your only moment? How would you cry out to God? What would you say to him? Who would you say that he is if all you had is this moment? What would you do? Who would you impact? Who would you reach out to? Because it's not just about you. It's about all those that are out here. He assigned you to this region. We are guests. You've invited us. But this is your assignment. This rock, this territory, is your assignment. It's not ours. It's yours. And he knows what's inside of you. The power that's in this place right now is enough to change this whole region. Do you believe that? Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. Do you believe that? Don't look down. Look up. Do you believe this? This is your territory. This is your assignment. He's awakening you to that. He's going to give you new courage, new anointing, new abilities. Do you believe? If you believe, lift your hands. Lift your hands to heaven. Give him your glory. Give him your shout. Give him your praise. Give him your best. Do you believe that he can change this planet, this region, with you? Do you believe that? Cry out to him like you believe that. You will lay hands on the sick. They will recover. You will raise the dead. You will cleanse the leper. You will do everything he said you'd be able to do. Repent of your unbelief. Repent of your fear. Leave it behind. Cry out for his courage. Cry out for his fire. Cry out for his anointing. Do not fear the gates of hell. He said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. You're the church for this region, for this hour. It is your assignment. Do you receive that call? Who receives that call? Wave your hands to heaven. Say, I receive that call. And I take responsibility for this region, for this people. Here we are, your people. We offer ourselves to you now.
Ahora estamos aquí para ti.
As a living sacrifice.
Porque somos un sacrificio.
Not those dead sacrifices.
Made
by previous generations. We are the living sacrifice.
Somos el sacrificio vivo.
Holy. And set apart.
Y apartado
for this hour.
Para esta hora.
You're doing great. Yeah, the Lord.
Cry out. Just cry out. Cry out to God in your own voice.
Llórale, llórale al Señor.
Lift your voices.
Levanta tus voces.
This is your land.
Esta es tu tierra.
It's your land.
Es tu tierra.
Hey, Ben, get a picture of me, man.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Bendecidos y bienaventurados los que hacen la paz.
They will inherit the earth.
Porque ellos heredarán la tierra.
This is your inheritance.
Esta es tu herencia.
The Father's come.
El Padre viene.
He said, this is your inheritance.
Y dice, esta es tu herencia.
This is your inheritance.
Esta es tu herencia.
Everything needed.
Todo lo que se necesita
for your life
para tu vida.
And for your godliness
y para tu
is found in your relationship with Jesus.
Todo lo que necesitas lo encuentras en tu relación.
You already have it.
Ya lo tienes.
It's already in you.
Está en ti.
You don't need it from us.
Tú no lo necesitas de nosotros.
It's in you.
Está en ti.
Because he is the hope of glory.
Porque él
is in you.
Porque el príncipe de gloria está en ti.
You got the same Holy Spirit.
Tú tienes al Espíritu
that was
Santo
in Jesus Christ.
El mismo que estaba en Jesús.
You didn't get a different spirit.
Tú no tienes un espíritu diferente de Jesús.
You've been given the mind of Christ.
Usted te dio la mente de Cristo.
You're not behind.
Tú no estás atrás.
You're not in debt.
Tú no estás en deuda.
It's been paid in full.
Ya se pagó.
He overpaid. He overpaid.
Pagó de más.
Oh, Jesus. He's a father just weeping over his. He loves his kids. He loves them so much. He loves you so much. Listen, he loves you so much. He loves you. He'll never leave you.
Nunca te dejará.
He will never forsake you.
Él nunca te olvidará.
He just loves you.
Él solamente te ama.
He's so in love with you.
Él está tan enamorado de ti.
Receive his love.
Recibe su amor.
Some of you are scared to receive his love.
Algunos de ustedes hasta tienen temor.
He loves you so much.
Y él te ama.
He loves you so much.
Tanto.
He loves you.
Ama.
He loves your prayers.
Ama.
Every time you pray, he hears your prayers.
Cada vez que tú oras, él escucha
your
tus oraciones.
Voice matters.
Tu voz le importa.
The plans he has for you.
This guitar is so good.
They're so good.
Muy bueno, guitarra.
Taylor.
Yeah, love Taylor.
Just receive his love. I'm telling you, he's going to heal you. He's break his heart. It's so big.
Oh,
he loves you so much.
You are worthy to be praised.
What if this is the only moment you have?
He's worthy to be praised. Lord, I lift your name on high. Yes, I lift your name on high. You are King of kings and worthy to be. Worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be praised, you King of kings and worthy. lift your name on high. Yes, I lift your name on high. You are King of Kings, worthy to be praised. Take me past the outer courts into your holy place. Past the brazen altar, Lord, I want to see your face. And take me past the crowds of people, the priest that sings your praise. I hunger and thirst at your righteousness, and it's only in one place. Take me into your holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me into your holy of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I here I am. Here I am.
So, guys, while we're in this holy moment, the Spirit of the Lord is here. There's a great work of redemption that is being done here. Where there has been chains, now there is freedom.
Yes.
Where there has been great disappointment, now there is great hope.
Donde había gran desilusión, ahora hay gran esperanza.
The very ground that we are standing on is holy because Jesus is here.
Esta tierra en la que estamos en este momento ahora es santa porque Jesús está aquí.
This is a time of breakthroughs for you.
Este es un tiempo de quebrantamiento para ti.
It's a time of great miracles.
Es un tiempo para grandes milagros.
Because his kingdom has come.
Porque su reino está invadiendo la tierra.
The kingdom of heaven is here now.
El reino del cielo está aquí en este momento.
Now you will be able to love like you never have before.
Ahora serás. Vas a ser posible que tú ames como no habías amado antes.
Because now you know the Father's love.
Porque ahora has experimentado el amor del Padre.
The Father's love is here today.
El amor del Padre está aquí en este momento.
Is there anyone here on this day?
¿Hay alguien aquí?
That you need to receive salvation?
Que necesita recibir la salvación.
It's so easy for us because Jesus has done everything.
Es fácil para nosotros porque ya Jesús lo hizo todo.
But I would like to invite someone forward who says, today is the day that I give my whole heart to Jesus.
Que le entrego mi corazón a Jesús.
I want you to come up here now.
Quiero que vengas aquí si es tu primera vez.
Jesus is ready to receive you.
Jesús está listo para recibirte.
Thank you, Lord. When we submit our hearts to God,
cuando nosotros rendimos nuestros corazones a Dios,
God Almighty proves that He is God.
Señor, el Señor Todopoderoso te da la prueba de que Él es Dios.
He saves us.
Él nos salva.
He heals us.
Él nos sana.
He removes our past.
Él remueve nuestro pasado.
And he brings us into a future with him.
Y nos trae a un futuro con él.
This is what he's doing for you today.
Esto es lo que él está haciendo el día de hoy para ti.
This is real.
Esto es real.
And this is for your whole house.
Y este es para tu casa.
The Spirit of God is coming into your life and for your whole house.
El Espíritu de Dios está viniendo a tu vida, pero también a tu casa.
Brian and Ben, come over here.
come over here. Pastor Abraham, would you come? Pastor Carla, would you come, please? There's a lot of miracles that are taking place here today. And this is the place where you say, my heart belongs to Jesus. All of my heart. All of my life. And he comes in. And he fills you up. I want y'all, everybody here, to say this prayer with me.
Por favor, digan esta oración conmigo.
Say, King Jesus.
Sí, Rey Jesús.
I make you my king today.
Te nombro mi rey hoy.
Jesus, I ask you.
Jesús, te pido.
To forgive me.
Que me perdones.
Receive me as your child.
Recíbeme como tu hijo.
Move into my life.
Muévete en mi vida.
And be my king.
Y sé mi rey.
Be my savior.
Sé mi salvador.
Be my God.
Sé mi Dios.
From this day forward.
De ahora en adelante.
I belong to you.
Yo te pertenezco.
And you belong to me.
Y tú me perteneces.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord be with you.
Que el Espíritu del Señor esté con ustedes.
The Spirit of Jesus be in your house and in your life.
Que el Espíritu de Jesús esté en tu casa y en tu vida.
Yeah. This precious little girl.
Esta niña preciosa que está aquí.
With a great calling upon your life.
Con el gran llamado que tienes en tu vida.
You know what I hear God saying whenever I see you?
Yo escuché a Dios que me dijo cuando te vi.
You're going to make a lot of people happy.
Tú vas a hacer a muchas personas muy felices.
You have a desire in your heart to just make people happy.
Tú tienes un deseo en tu corazón de solo hacer feliz a las personas.
And that's going to be through a great talent.
Y va a ser con un talento precioso que tú tienes.
And you're a smart little girl.
Y tú eres una niña muy inteligente.
God has good things for you.
Dios tiene cosas muy buenas para tu vida.
Those dreams that you have for your future.
Esos sueños que tú tienes para tu futuro.
Those do not come from you. Those come from him.
Esos no te nacieron a ti. Te los puso Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
He has good things for you, little
tiene
sister.
Cosas bellas para ti, hermanita.
He loves you so much. I feel like in my spirit,
siento en mi espíritu,
there are people that have a threat against them.
Que personas que tienen amenazas
and
en sus vidas.
I want to address some of those threats and cancel those threats.
Quiero ahorita mismo cancelar esas amenazas.
Anybody here that has like a legal issue?
Alguien que tenga problemas legales?
And you have a threat of something legal against you?
¿Y también tienen amenazas de algo legal en contra tuyo?
I want you to come here.
Quiero que vengas, si tú, tú eres
I want to pray
personas.
For you.
Quiero que come vengas, here, brother. Si tú tienen amenazas legales
Amen.
O amenazas,
Hallelujah.
Vengan acá.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's Porque a lot quiero of this.
Sí, son cosas o amenazas de cosas legales que pueden pasar en contra tuya.
We serve a God that is over every legality.
Nosotros tenemos un Dios que reina sobre toda legalidad.
And he is a great God of justice.
Y él es un Dios de justicia.
But he is also a great God of mercy.
Pero él también es un Dios que tiene misericordia.
Yeah, we declare that things will go good for you and they will not go bad.
Declaremos que las cosas irán bien para tu favor.
We cancel every assignment of the enemy.
Cancelamos la asignación del enemigo.
That has had you in fear
que te ha tenido el temor
because of great legal battles.
Por esas batallas legales.
People thinking they can take advantage of you
la gente piensa que se puede aprovechar de ti
because they don't know the resources you have.
Porque no saben los recursos que tú tienes.
Your resources may not be money.
Tus recursos posiblemente no sean lo suficiente.
But the power of the kingdom of heaven belongs to you.
Pero el poder del reino de Dios te pertenece.
Now let the Spirit of God move.
Deja que el Espíritu de Dios se mueva.
And let his angels be released.
Y deja que sus ángeles se suelten.
For the performance of his word.
Para que puedan cumplir la palabra.
And this is that word.
Que el Señor ha dado y esta es.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Ningún arma
forjada contra ti prosperará.
The mouth of the wicked we condemn.
Y todo lo que vendrá se caerá.
Every legal threat against you I cancel.
Toda amenaza legal contra ti la cancelo.
You are charged to make things right in the way that you can.
Tú estás llamado a hacer las cosas correctas como tú puedes.
But Jesus is here to fight your battle.
Y hoy está Jesús aquí para pelear tu batalla.
It is canceled off of you in Jesus' name.
Está cancelando eso en contra tuya en el nombre.
That threat is removed in
esta
Jesus' name.
Amenaza se va en el nombre de Jesús.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
You are redeemed.
Tú estás redimido.
You are set free.
Eres libre.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
My sister right here in that pink shirt, in that wine color shirt. Yeah, yeah. Ask her to come here. Yeah. Listen. Come here. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to do anything to embarrass you. I have nothing but the goodness of God for you. You are beautiful to the Lord. And you are loved by Jesus. The people who have used you no longer have a hold on you. I'm going to speak a prophetic word over your life. Something you don't hear very often. And here's what I say to you. You are a good girl. You are not bad. Jesus sees you. He understands your life. He wants you to come to Him fully and wholly. Because you are so precious to Him. It's not too late. You are a good girl. The things that have owned you in the past, He says you belong to Him now. It's not too late. Have you ever made any kind of covenant with anything demonic? Good. Well, then, through the force of any kind of actions, I just declare she is released to anything that she was bound to that is not Jesus. Those things are broken off to her because she's a good girl. Then you have no idea how much Jesus sees you and loves you. You had to believe that. He's here for you today. Yeah.
She was seven.
No.
She was seven. The enemy tried to come. Destroy her. She's been battling with suicide, like death. She was seven. We just go back right now. All the walls came down.
Declare God's goodness upon you in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord be upon you in the name of Jesus. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. The Spirit of the Lord be upon you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God be upon you in Jesus. People, God, that are desperate for you. Father God, sir, that you see their desperation for you, Lord God. Father God, sir, that you fight it. That you bear their burden, God, that you change these things in the name of Jesus. These anointed women, the Most High God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for showing up. You would leave here today, young lady,
knowing that God Almighty sees me and that you are not alone. He saw you yesterday when you were crying out, when saying, I don't know where God is. He sees you. He knows you. Hallelujah. Well, friends, this is the kingdom. He brings, he answers evil with the goodness of God.
Él responde a la maldad con la bondad de Dios.
He gives us destiny.
Nos da destino.
He takes away our shameful places and he brings us into honorable places.
Quita los lugares de vergüenza y nos coloca en lugares de honra.
Only Jesus can do that.
Nada más Jesús hace eso.
So serve no other.
Así que no sirvas a otro.
Go after him in an incredible way.
Ve y busca a Jesús en una manera increíble.
And don't you ever stop until you see him face to face.
No pares hasta que lo veas cara a cara.
It has been a great privilege to be here with you today.
Ha sido un verdadero privilegio estar aquí con ustedes el día de hoy.
I ask you to please be in prayer for me.
Te pido por favor que no paren de orar por mí.
For my family.
Por mi familia.
For my ministry.
Y por nuestro ministerio.
And I hope to see you again.
Y espero verte de nuevo.
But if I do not see you again until I see you in heaven,
pero si no te veo otra vez hasta que te vea en el cielo,
I will see you on the great day.
Te veré en el gran día.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Abraham.
Pastor Abraham.
Amen.
Gracias, Pastor Troy.
Gracias, Pastor Troy. Gracias.
Thank you.
Hoy Dios nos sacó.
Thank you.
De nuestro lugar para darnos una palabra. Yo no sé cuántos han sido de
Man, what an incredible experience. I love how that just, I mean, you really just feel transported to that moment, that time of ministry. And, you know, we're not able to go on these trips. So it's really incredible that we're able to kind of be a fly on the wall or like a bird in the trees during that time of ministry. And man, I pray that that blessed you. I pray that that spoke to you and encouraged your spirit today. And if you are watching and you want someone to pray for you, we mentioned it in the beginning of the show, we have a 24-hour prayer line, and that number is 877-413-0888. That's our call center. It's our people trained to answer your calls, pray with you, stand with you, believe with you. And they're waiting. No matter what time of day you're watching this, day or night, we have someone here in our house ready to pray with you. And also, if you want more information about what we do and if this has moved you, man, like, let me get involved. Let me hear more about what they do. You can, first of all, go to troybrewer.com to learn more about all of the things that we do here and rescuing kids all across the globe. And we truly are a tip of the spear ministry. We go to the front lines wherever that need is, whether it's in Texas with the floods or rescuing kids all across the globe. We show up and we say yes to being the hands and feet of Jesus. So you can go to troybrewer.com to learn more information about that. Or if you want to send snail mail, you can send it to the address on the screen. Thanks again so much for watching, for being with us today. And until next time, I call you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. God bless.